This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The joke is next generation 5G wireless will solve everything from potholes to ennui. It sure will make big video files download faster and could lead to connected everything so that, for instance, cars can let other cars know exactly where they are. Wireless technology requires space on the radio band, and there's news the military is freeing up some of its space so that commercial 5G signals are less likely to get blocked by, among other things, foliage. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us here. Care to explain?
Right, David. So it does have to do with tree leaves. Our mobile phones are essentially radio transmitters. They work on certain frequencies. For 5G, we've been so far working with frequencies on the higher end of the spectrum where the waves are narrow and can be easily blocked by walls and, yes, leaves. So there's been pressure on the Pentagon to give up some of the vast amounts of spectrum it holds for military applications, and specifically mid-band spectrum, which is wider waves. And that's exactly what it's now doing. We spoke with Ted Rappaport, head of New York University's Wireless Research Center, and he explained why that mid-band is important.
The important thing about this spectrum is, like the previous four generations of cellular, it penetrates buildings better and it goes further in foliage. These frequencies at 3.5 gigahertz are going to be easier to engineer.
And the Trump administration, Nova, is mindful of China's lead in this next generation 5G stuff. How much does that play into this decision to free up space like this?
Well, a lot, because China already gives access to this mid-band spectrum for 5G use, and the Chinese company Huawei holds leading market share in providing 5G wireless equipment. And a U.S. Wireless Industry Trade Group applauded the Pentagon's move, saying it'll make American firms more competitive. Ted Rappaport thinks this is just the beginning.
I suspect that over the next few years, given the history of wireless growth and the consumer demand, that we'll see more of these kinds of transitions from military to consumer use.
And for now, the Pentagon expects this first transition to be completed by the end of next year.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you.